Then if the commissioner is satisfied that you have cooperated with the commissioner and made a full and true disclosure of your duty liability, he will grant an immunity from prosecution for the offence. First stage. He can also grant either fully or in part from imposition of any penalty and fine under the Customs Act as far as the case is concerned. But such immunity will be withdrawn if you fail to pay the duty, interest, fine, penalty, payable, which has been decided by the settlement commission by his order within 30 days. Your cooperation depends ki whatever you have agreed to pay and the order of settlement commission, you pay within 30 days. Of course, even after passing the order, granting you all immunity at a subsequent stage up to the time of final decision, if the commissioner, settlement commissioner feels that the person has, in the course of the proceedings, hidden certain factors which is relevant to the case or given some false evidence, or in case the duty, interest, fine payable as per the order is not paid within 30 days, the balance amount shall be recovered along with interest by the government authorities in various other forms. Now, we come to the various forms of appeals. An adjudication order which has been passed by any customs officers giving full details of determination on the basis of rejection of the appeal can be obtained if the importer-exporter is aggrieved with such action. That means you get an adjudication order against you, action being contemplated on you, fine, penalty, whatever it is. You are aggrieved with that. You can always go into appeal, and the first stage appeal lies with the commissioner appeal, that is the appellate commissioner. If the order has been passed by an officer junior in rank than the commissioner or additional commissioner. Additional commissioner or commissioner level officer, you cannot file an appeal in commissioner appeal. It has got to be, order has got to be passed by a junior officer below the appellate commissioner. If an order has been passed by an additional commissioner or a commissioner or commissioner appeal, then there is a second appeal which you file with CESTAT. Customs Excise Service Tax Appellate Tribunal. They consist of technical and judicial members. Again, if you are aggrieved with the order of CESTAT, you can still go for a third appeal to the High Court or even Supreme Court of India. And here, you as an importer-exporter will be informed regarding your rights of appeal by each of the adjudicating authority and the appellate remedies which are available to you. That means the adjudication order which you receive will have a clause in the end that you can appeal against this order to so-and-so senior person who will hear in the first case or second case, etc. Each adjudication order has got to have such a clause of allowing appeal further ahead. As far as appeals to the appellate commissioner is concerned or commissioner appeals, if you are aggrieved by the decision which has been passed by an officer lower in rank of commissioner and appellate commissioner, then you have got to file an appeal within 60 days. And appellate commissioner will give you an opportunity to go into any grounds of appeal and to make necessary submissions in writing also. Why you feel that this order is not correct and it should be reversed. So after you make such a submission, he will also call you and give you a personal hearing. During the time of personal hearing, you can explain your point of view, you can explain your case, you can also give additional documentary evidence, including case laws, to the commissioner appeals. Then he may allow the appellant to go into all grounds of appeal. And if he is satisfied that omission of that ground from the grounds of appeal was not willful or unreasonable, then he shall, after making inquiries from the junior officer concerned, pass necessary orders as he thinks it to be correct, just and proper, either confirming the order or modifying that order or annulling the decision or order. That means totally treating as withdrawn. Or he may refer the matter back to the adjudicating authority with certain directions mentioned that these are the points which you have overlooked, which has been brought out by the appellant. Please look into all these aspects before you give your decision. And where such an order for decision has been passed without following the principles of natural justice also, in such cases, he will send back the order. Or where order is issued and passed after reassessment, or where order for refund has been issued by crediting the amount to the consumer welfare fund without recording the finding on the evidence produced by the applicant. That means if applicant has produced a documentary evidence, he know this excess amount of duty, I have not passed it on to the consumer. These are the invoices. Please check the invoices. And then also the refund authority rejects that and transfer the amount to the consumer welfare fund. You can always go to the appellate commissioner and appeal against such a decision. The next stage above the appellate commissioner or commissioner appeals is the SESTAT. Government has constituted an appellate tribunal called the Customs, Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal. It consists of judicial and technical members under the Customs Act. Now, a judicial member is from the court. He must have been a high court judge for a certain period of time. A technical member will always be from the customs department. That means he must have been a commissioner for a certain period of time. There may be a single bench, a single judge member who can dispose of certain cases if the amount of fine or penalty does not exceed 50 lakh rupees. But in case of higher amounts, this appeal will be heard by a full bench consisting of at least one technical member and one judicial member. That means both the members have got to hear the case and have got to pass a concurrent order. But this tribunal has got no jurisdiction to decide on certain cases. That is, if goods are imported or exported as baggage, or in case of foreign going vessels, goods loaded for importation into India but which are not unloaded at their place of destination in India, or the quantity of goods not unloaded at the destination, or goods are unloaded at destination are short of the required quantity to be unloaded at the destination. And third is payment of drawback. In all these three cases, you cannot go and appeal. Second case of appeal will not lie with the SESTAT. It has got to go to a higher level directly. The tribunal may also refuse to admit an appeal if the value of the goods confiscated without giving the owner a chance to pay fine as a redemption fine in lieu of the confiscated good. That means he should get a chance to pay a redemption fine and claim back the goods which have been confiscated. Or if any dispute case which are other than the case determination of any question having relation to rate of duty of customs or valuation of the goods for the purpose of assessment, or any point in issue where difference in duty involved or duty involved, difference of duty or the duty actually, and the amount of fine or penalty determined by such an order does not exceed 2 lakh rupees. That means if the fine or penalty is less than 2 lakh rupees, then you cannot go. Tribunal may hear the case, may not admit also. Person who has been aggrieved by the following decisions: a decision by order passed by principal commissioner or commissioner of customs as an adjudicating authority, or an order passed by commissioner appeals or appellate commissioner. Then appellate tribunal may allow the parties to the appeal to make submissions by submitting various documents and further details to support his case. He can also bring forward certain case laws to give an additional support and additional evidence showing, no, the order is wrong and your case is right. Tribunal will also give an opportunity for being heard in person or through a legal person, legal advocate or a legal customs consultant. They may also come before the tribunal and argue the case, giving various proofs. Bench of 2 members will then pass an unanimous order as it thinks fit, either confirming the order or modifying the order or withdrawing the order which has been appealed against. Or they may also refer the case back to the authority with a direction that you have not gone into these details as far as your order is concerned. You please have a fresh adjudication and then take a decision after taking all these additional evidence into consideration. Now here, if the members, both the members, do not pass a unanimous order, a bench may differ in opinion on any point. That is, if there are half a dozen points and the bench differs on any one point also, that particular point has got to be ascertained as per the opinion of the majority of the bench. And here, the matter will go before a 3-member bench. Instead of 2-member bench, matter will go to a 3-member bench. And members are equally divided. They shall state the point of on which they differ and make a reference to the president. President will appoint the 3rd member over here, who will hear the point. And the decision has got to be taken according to the opinion of the majority of these 3 members. definitely out of the three members, two will constitute a majority. So, majority decision will prevail. Now, while you are going into appeal, you are required to deposit the duty amount with interest or penalty that is levied with the proper officer, customs officer. If customer, commissioner, appeal or appellate tribunal feels that the entire deposit may cause undue hardship to the person, he may dispense with the deposit and give certain conditions, impose certain conditions to safeguard the amount. And government may change this condition if it feels that certain circumstances and apply a minimum quantum of pre-deposit on a case-to-case basis, depending on the proposal coming up during budget time, finance bill. If you again feel that the order of the SESTAT is not correct, you can still go to the next hearing, that is the High Court or even Supreme Court. High Court appeal will lie out of any order of the appellate tribunal. But the court has got to be satisfied that this particular case order raises a certain substantial question of law, not the procedure. Procedure has got to be decided at the lower level. Here there is a definite requirement of question of law. And High Court will not hear any appeals in relation to rate of duty of customs or value of the goods for assessment. Appeal to High Court has got to be filed within 180 days. And the person who will pass an authority may file an application before the High Court or any question of law. That is, even the appellate tribunal can also go before the High, or Customs Department also can go before the High Court. If the appellate tribunal passes an order in your favor, they can also go before High Court against an appeal against the favorable order passed in your favor. Any case which is referred to the High Court under Section 130-30A of the Customs Act, it has got to be heard by a bench of not less than two judges and decided according to the opinion of both the judges. High Court is not satisfied that statements in a case which has come before it will determine the questions raised. The court may refer the case back to the appellate tribunal with a direction to make such additions or alterations which have been overlooked by the appellate tribunal. Or High Court will hear the case and then decide whether there is a question of law which has been raised and deliver their judgment as far as that law is concerned. Where High Court delivers the judgment under Section 130, effect shall be given to the order passed in the appeal by the proper officer of customs on the basis of a certified copy of the judgment. That basically means that once the High Court delivers a judgment, you or your lawyer has got to obtain a certified copy of that judgment, and you have got to present the certified copy of that judgment to the customs officer who has taken action against you. Supreme Court also, you can go for an appeal. Any judgment delivered by High Court or any order passed by appellate tribunal which relates to the rate of duty of customs or value of the goods for assessment. If Supreme Court is not satisfied, then it may determine the question raised back to the court or to the appellate tribunal with the direction to make additional or alteration based on the submissions which you have made before the Supreme Court, asking the lower court to look into those matters. And Supreme Court, hearing any such case, shall decide the question of law which has been raised and deliver its judgment. Then in customs, there is a revision committee. Any action, any order passed by any other junior officer will be reviewed by a committee of chief commissioners or a committee of commissioners. If they feel that the proceedings are not legally followed or the order has not been passed properly, then they may ask the customs officer that against the order of the appellate tribunal, go into appeal to the appellate tribunal, or against the order of an appellate tribunal, go to the High Court. But of course, he will call for all the documents and go into the details which has been passed by the junior level or appellate commissioner. Even the central government can make an application if you are aggrieved and go before the central government, or central government on its own can call for records from the lower officers and then pass a motion which the government thinks to be just and proper without going to the High Court or Supreme Court. If the Committee of Commissioners is of the opinion the order passed by appellate commissioner is not legal or proper, it may direct customs officer to appeal to the higher tribunal or from the tribunal to the High Court. If the commissioners or commissioner appeal is of the opinion, it shall state the points on which it differs from the reference. That means reference has got to be made to the jurisdictional principal, chief commissioner, etc., who will consider the matter and the facts of the order. And if they are of the opinion that order passed by appellate commissioner is not legal or proper, direct the officer to appeal to the appellate tribunal against such an order. And revision by central government, any application of any person who has been aggrieved can be annulled or modified by the central government. But government may also refuse to admit an application if, in its opinion, the order, the amount of duty or fine or penalty is insignificant for consideration. That is only where the fine, penalty or duty levyable are of a very high amounts, then only the central government or any government officer will go into the case. And if principal commissioner or commissioner of customs is of the opinion that order passed by appellate commissioner is not legal or proper, he may direct the officer to make application to the government for revision of such an order. Government may also call for on its own to modify the order or go through the order and annul it on their own account. But any order enhancing the penalty or fine in lieu of confiscation or confiscation of goods of greater value cannot be passed by the central government in case of an order passed under Section 128A has enhanced any penalty or fine in lieu of confiscation or has confiscated goods of greater value, and two, in any other case where a person affected by the proposed order has been given notice to show cause against it. Government is of opinion that duty of customs has not been levied or has been short levied, or order for levying or enhancing duty shall be made only after giving the person a notice to show cause, as also a personal hearing. Next, we look at the customs compounding of offenses rules. You know, many times traffic policemen, they haul up your vehicle and take it away, and then you pay a compounding fee to release your vehicle, right? Same way, as far as customs cases are concerned, there is compounding of offenses by the customs also. As per these rules, the Chief Commissioner of Customs is the compounding authority, which is having jurisdiction over the place where the clearance is taking place. Applicant may make, either before or after the institution of the prosecution, make an application to the authority for compounding of the offence. On receipt of the application, authority shall call for a report from the lower level Commissioner of Customs regarding the particulars of the offences which have been committed, or any other information for examination of the applicant. This report has to be submitted by the Commissioner of Customs within 1 month. After taking into account all the contents of the application and the report submitted by the authority, that is the lower commissioner level, this authority may pass an order and send it to the applicant indicating the compounding amount and grant him immunity from prosecution, or he may reject such an application also. If the applicant has received an order, then within 30 days, he has got to pay the compounding fees, whatever amount has been decided by the compounding authority. And if the authority is satisfied that applicant has cooperated with them and made full disclosure of facts as far as the case is concerned, he will grant immunity to such a person from prosecution of the offences covered by the compounded offence, subject to certain conditions, of course. As far as compounding amounts are concerned, they have been prescribed. These can change during the time of budgeting by the Finance Act. Section 132, 133, 134, 50,000 rupees for first offence and increased by 100% for every subsequent offence. Section 135 by 1A, B, C and D, up to 10% of the market value of the goods subject to minimum of rupees 1 lakh, and Section 135A, up to 5% of market value of the goods subject to minimum of rupees 1 lakh. Finally, we have an indirect tax ombudsman. Now, just to give you a small idea in a nutshell over this whole activity of an ombudsman. An ombudsman is just like a policeman over the government officers. Income tax department has also got an ombudsman. This is customs department also has an ombudsman. Now, ombudsman will hear grievances against customs officers. That means you have any complaint of any deficiency or improper working by any customs or goods and service tax department, you can make an application to the ombudsman. But mind you, the ombudsman does not have teeth to take action against the officer. Of course, there are so many points where you can ask for action if you are aggrieved and you have a complaint against any specific officer. Then, in such cases, the ombudsman will first see whether you have filed an appeal or request made to the senior officer where the officer is working. That means your first stage should be to file a complaint with the officer senior to the officer against whom you want to make a complaint for these particular reasons. Now, once you make a complaint in writing, then that concerned officer has to act on that within 30 days. And if the concerned officer does not act within 30 days, then you have got to go to the higher officer. That means you have got to go to the commissioner or chief commissioner with an application complaint stating that, yes, such and such officer has done this. You have filed a complaint with such and such senior officer. He has not taken any action. Then it is for the chief commissioner to take action. If the chief commissioner or commissioner of custom also does not give you a suitable reply as far as your genuine grievance is concerned, then only you can go to the ombudsman with a written complaint. Mind you, I'm not going through each and every point, but I'm giving you just a small nutshell, the whole background. Now, ombudsman, when he gets such a written complaint from you, he will make certain inquiries against the concerned officers. And if he finds that, yes, whatever you have stated in your application as far as the complaint against that officer is concerned is genuine, then he cannot take a direct action on that officer. But he will recommend to the commissioner that you take such and such action because this complaint has been received, and as per his inquiries, the points which have been mentioned are correct. The officer concerned is negligent or the complaint is genuine. And therefore, he will send the report to the commissioner for taking action against the officer concerned. And copy of that order, he will send to the Central Board of Indirect Taxes. This is, in short, in a nutshell, the entire methodology of the ombudsman. Of course, there are small definite clauses. With this, you do this, or ombudsman has to do this, he has to do all this. These are all procedural minor matters. Normally, we have a feeling that the custom officers, even though they commit certain offenses, no action is taken on them. But my dear friends, no, that is not correct. Section 136 of the Customs Act definitely has got a clause where if the custom officer commits certain offenses, action has to be taken against that officer under the law. Where the custom officer does or connives at doing any act by which any fraudulent export is affected or duty of customs is leviable or any prohibition is in force on any goods which is evaded, he shall be punishable with imprisonment for a term not exceeding 3 years or with fine or both. That basically means if you want to perform fraudulent activities of exporting or importing prohibited goods and the custom officer helps you in doing that, or you want to avoid certain duties and the custom officer helps you in that, then the custom officer can be imprisoned for at least 3 years and fined also. Or again, on the other hand, if the custom officer searches any person or place without having reason to believe that he has goods or documents liable to confiscation secreted, this basically means that if the customs officer has got some grievance against you and he is deliberately harassing you out of his personal grievance by just misrepresenting facts that you are a smuggler, in such cases, you make a complaint against that officer and officer can be punished with imprisonment up to 6 months or with a fine up to 1,000 rupees or with both. Thank you.